the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you until 6 o'clock. That's when K-State baseball takes over. The Batcats got a win last night over number 6, Texas Tech. They can go for a series victory tonight. You'll hear it right here on News Radio KMAN. In this hour, we tackle the big news story of the day. Kansas State has its new athletic director, and it's not a name that was on many watch lists before this morning. It kind of came out of nowhere, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad hire. In fact, K-State fans have been pretty darn unanimously positive on the new man leading the intercollegiate athletics department. We'll talk about that at length through the course of this hour. John Kurtz will be coming on to share his thoughts at some point in this hour as well. If you want to give us a call and voice your opinion, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. You can also check out our poll question on my Twitter account, at Tyler Dreiling. What's your level of approval in K-State hiring Gene Taylor? And your answers are emojis. Two thumbs up, one thumb up, one thumb down, two thumbs down. Very simple. Let's hear what you have to say on Gene Taylor. Of course, You Can't Be Serious. We'll finish off the game at 5:50. And if you missed anything from the first hour, check out the podcast page, which will be updated within moments of the show being concluded.
Is that just the modern way of communicating these days with emojis?
Pretty much. Pretty much. If you're a millennial, yeah.
If you would have just put great, okay, not so great, terrible, people be like, I don't comprehend.
Nah.
What does this mean?
We deal with thumbs. Numbers and directions of thumbs. That's how we're going to find out how people are reacting to this. And I'll go over the results right now. We have 100 votes in, so pretty good sample size here. 35% giving two thumbs up, 55% one thumb up, so that's 90% that are in favor, 10% against, and we're down to only 1% that have two thumbs down. And I guess they woke up on the wrong side of the bed or something, because I don't know how you could justify being that upset about it. But again, it is Twitter, so someone will always find a way. But Gene Taylor is K-State's new athletic director. He will be formally introduced on Monday, a press conference at 10:30 from the Vanier Football Complex. And so that's when we'll learn a lot more about him and his mindset entering his entering this position, what his philosophies are going to be, what his priorities are in the near future and down the road as well. There was a video that was posted by the K-State Sports Twitter account during the first hour with him kind of sending out a thank you and appreciation message to K-State for this opportunity. I'll play that audio for you again here in just a few minutes if you missed that from the first hour. Just a short video introducing himself. But from the release that we got from K-State, and again, this only came out at about 3:50, so we have not had a lot of time to fully digest this, and I did not hear that he was a possibility for the job until this morning, so things seem to go very fast with all of this. We'll get more details on that, I assume, from the press conference. We can ask exactly when Gene Taylor arrived on the radar of the selection committee that included the likes of Dante Barnett, former K-State football player. They tried to grab a bunch of people from a bunch of different backgrounds to make the best possible decision here. In the release that K-State sent out, K-State president Richard Myers said, quote, "We are thrilled to have Gene, his wife Kathy, and their two children join the K-State family. Throughout the process, Gene's experience as an athletics director and his national reputation as a respected leader and someone who has built and maintained tremendous relationships with his staff, coaches, student-athletes, and donors stood out in what was an extremely talented pool of candidates." That's from the president of K-State, Richard Myers. A quote from Taylor himself, he said, "My family and I are truly honored and thrilled to join the K-State family. I would like to commend Amy Button-Rentz and the committee for conducting what I believe was the most professional and detailed search I have ever been a part of, while also being extremely appreciative to President Myers for his leadership and confidence in my ability to lead this athletic department at such an outstanding institution. We are excited to get to Manhattan, and I look forward to meeting our student-athletes, coaches, staff, and supporters, and helping them build upon the across-the-board success that K-State has attained." So all of that coming from the release that K-State put out a little over an hour ago. And at the surface, Gene Taylor is a very respected athletic director that has had success in the places that he has been, but most notably 13 years as the AD at North Dakota State before spending the last 3 years as the deputy AD at the University of Iowa. But while at North Dakota State, he hired Craig Bull to lead the football program, and also as a part of this, he helped transition North Dakota State from Division II to Division I in their 16 sports, which is not an easy task, but he did a very nice job of it. And North Dakota State football became, in my opinion, one of the top 10 stories in college football over the past decade. What they have been able to do, winning 5 national championships and being able to get these players that you haven't really heard of, but man, they can really play. And K-State fans know that all too well as they came down here and won in the 2013 season opener. That was a game in which Gene Taylor was still the AD at North Dakota State. So he's done a lot of good things. And beyond that, his coaching hires have been successful with regards to basketball as well, hiring Tim Miles as the coach at North Dakota State, did a very nice job. His team beat Oklahoma in the NCAA tournament a few years ago. So a lot of positive things to look at here, and it seems like he's getting a lot of well wishes from a lot of people. He has good friendships and a good relationship with the people he's worked with over the years.
Just had an epiphany, man.
What's that?
Well, dare I bring this up, but we go back to 2013, the start of football season.
Mm-hmm.
The new West Stadium Center opens up for the first time. The North Dakota State Bison are in town. They beat K-State. Who's the athletic director? Old Gene.
Yes. So what are you saying?
Now we're not. Now I get why there's thumbs down votes.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Well,
some bad blood.
Look, if that means that he's going to be as successful in leading K-State's athletics department as he was at North Dakota State, then that is good news for the Wildcats. There is no doubt about that. It's going to be harder. It's clearly a different job, K-State and North Dakota State. The things that he is going to be asked to do while he's in charge are very different. And the biggest one, and I talked about this in the first hour, his entire reputation will probably rely on how he handles when Bill Snyder retires and who he chooses to replace him. That's the most important decision that he will make at K-State, at least as far as I can tell. But finding a guy that's willing to take that on and has confidence in himself that he can get that done and lead the program in the right direction when that happens, that has to be something that makes K-State fans feel good, having someone at the helm that knows what they're doing and believes that they're going to do a good job. Here, by the way, is the audio from that video that K-State Sports posted of Gene Taylor standing like on his back deck or something at his home. Just wanted to send out a thank you and a thank you and a go Cats pretty much to K-State Nation ahead of his formal introduction, which will be on Monday.
Hey, Cat fans, this is Gene Taylor. I'm very excited and proud to be named the next athletic director at Kansas State University. This is a great institution with a proud athletic tradition. My wife, Kathy, daughter, Casey, and son, Jared, are very excited to be a part of the Wildcat family. We look forward to getting to Manhattan and meeting everybody. Go Cats!
I'm looking forward to meeting him. He seems like a likable guy, very personable guy. He does have a Twitter account that you can follow to get updates on all these things, and it sounds really weird to say this, but you can't judge a lot about a person just by looking at the things they tweet about. You know, are they kind of one of those people that lives more loosely and likes to tweet about, you know, off-topic things every now and then? Are they strictly professional and just tweet about things from work? But I'm seeing some pretty neat stuff on here. He uses emojis,
yeah,
which I appreciate very much, as we just talked about.
Reminds me of Kurt Scholes. He was that
way
as well.
Yeah, he was very good on social media, and I like him. I think that he's going to do a good job. I'm just scrolling through his Twitter right now. He knows how to put up polls too, which is good,
okay,
because that's what we do. And he has a poll from Christmas Eve, this past Christmas Eve, and it's Die Hard, a Christmas movie or not. And
of course
it's yes or no.
Yeah.
74% said yes, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, I mean, I like a guy that's going to be personable like that and going to give you a little bit of a glimpse into who they are as an individual and not just the robotic nature of what they're going to be doing. So I think this is going to be a good fit for K-State.
And you know how that poll came up, right? He's probably in an argument with some family.
Probably.
He's like, all right, we're just going to get people's opinion here. Let's get this figured out.
Yeah. Here's another one. He retweeted something about his daughter graduating. His daughter graduated from North Dakota State, I believe, last year. And he retweeted it with the comment, but when do you, quote-unquote, graduate off of mom and dad's payroll?
Ooh.
I like that. Taking a little shot at the family right there.
I love
this
guy.
I'm going to have fun scrolling through this, to be honest with you. He looks like he gets it. He gets social media, which is a really important thing. We talked about this quite a bit a year ago when K-State started to K-State football started to finally embrace more of the social media stuff and the graphics that they send out to recruits and the new music that they play in practice, et cetera, et cetera. It resonates well with athletes. And I think that this is a guy who is going to get along with K-State's athletes, which is a very important part of the job.
I look forward to soccer season getting started because I, of course, will be doing the play-by-play. And the AD like to stop by the booth every game mm-hmm. and just say, hey, how's it going? Shoot the breeze a little bit. And John even did an interview with me the first game just to talk about the program, how it, you know, from start to that day, building up to that. I wonder if these old Gene's a soccer fan. I mean, up there, you don't really get a whole lot of soccer, I guess. But, I mean, Iowa has a lot of soccer, I guess, but maybe not in North Dakota. But he'll be around. I look forward to interviewing him. He's a great interview.
He's going to bring in hockey. K-State start a hockey team.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any
Big
12 schools.
With Denver? No.
Yeah, I don't think there's any Big 12 schools that play hockey. I'd be up for it. I'd go. If you're going to be the voice of K-State soccer, can I do hockey?
Yeah, honestly, come on. You could call hockey. You think so?
Yeah.
Do you know that much about hockey?
No.
I didn't think
no.
so.
No. I watch a little bit of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and that's it. Yeah. That's what you did the first few matches that you called of K-State, right? You were still learning the sport a little bit,
at the college level. I'd called soccer before that, though, at Cloud County for about three years.
I'm sorry. I forgot the powerhouse that is Cloud
County.
Won
a national
soccer
title.
I've taken shots at Cloud County and Clay Center on the show this week. I'm not making any friends.
You know what? If he were to add another sport, I would go for softball.
Yeah, softball. Yeah, yeah, that's a home run. Yeah, I think on a very serious note, I think that if K-State were to decide to get more sports, because of Title IX, you'd have to add a men's sport too. But I would do men's tennis and then softball. I think would be good. And maybe that's in the plans. I have no idea. I mean, that's something that's really exciting about this whole process is that Gene Taylor is going to bring in a completely clean slate. I mean, he is going to want to do things the way that he believes they should be done, and his track record would indicate that that is a smart path for K-State to go on. And I hope that he handles everything well with Bill Snyder and the new coach whenever Coach Snyder decides to retire, because that will be the most important part of the job that he does here. I'm going to talk more about that with John Kurtz when he calls into the show. At about 5:40 or so, we will be joined by our fearless leader who's out at Toyn and Family Stadium right now. K-State baseball coming up tonight against number 6 Texas Tech, looking to take the series after a 5-3 victory last night. We'll still have You Can't Be Serious ahead as well to finish off the show. The game continues next on KMIN.